Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
In the wake of Vice President Harris's trip to Latin America, what do you think the impact has been? Has anything changed?
Without due respect, no.
I have a question about the numbers that you gave and the math. So there are 15,000 migrants under the Del Rio Bridge Saturday. If you add up the ones that you say were expelled or released, it's less than 5,000. Say there's 5,000 that are still left. Where's everybody else? Where'd you go?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We haven't seen a flu season last year. We're in for a whopper.
Damn flu season.
Because we haven't put immunity into the population in at least one and maybe now 2 years, when the flu does come back, and it will come back, it's going to come back very aggressively. And then you're going to have COVID on top of that.
If it's not one thing, it's another.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I wanted to start this hour with a discussion of Willard Mitt Romney, the junior senator from Utah, by way of Michigan, Massachusetts, New Hampshire.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney.
And don't forget La Jolla, California. And now he's from Park City, Utah. It's a beautiful people gathering spot. Nice place to ski. It's I called him in my column tomorrow the pandering, plutocratic Park City poodle. And if you look him up, if you look up the word front runner in the dictionary, there will be a picture of the Park City poodle right there. He has never met a rear end he didn't want to smooch. At least if it's a Democrat's rear end. And he's been kissing Joe Biden's ring, shall we say, for the last year at least. But, you know, this is how bad it is for Joe Biden, is that Mitt Romney, the rat's rat, the front runner's front runner, has fled the sinking ship. I was amazed when I heard how he's been going after Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, or Homeland Lack of Security, is what it amounts to these days. He was before the Senate earlier this week, and you know they asked him. The Senate asked him, "How many Haitians have you let go?" "I don't know." So 24 hours later, he shows up before a House committee. "Mr. Secretary, you were asked yesterday, how many Haitians have you let go?" I'm going to repeat that question to you today. You've had 24 hours to come up with an answer. "How many Haitians have we let go?" "I don't know." He still doesn't know. So even Mitt Romney has come down on him. So listen to this. We played this cut yesterday, but this bears repeating. And again, you're never going to hear this. When Mitt Romney says that Donald Trump is the world's worst human being and he should be in shackles and, you know, thrown under the jail, you know, he will get round the clock coverage. He will be wall to wall on every alt-left network newscast. But when he talks about the way he's talking now, he's not going to be getting any strange new respect, as they say in Georgetown, for Republicans. Cut one.
Secretary Mayorkas, you know, I think any unbiased person would say that the Biden administration's border and immigration policies have been nothing short of a monumental disaster. And were there not so many other disasters that the administration is encountering, it probably would be by itself enough for a government to be hanging on by a thread.
Speaking of my poll numbers in Utah, hanging on by a thread. And so then, I haven't heard this one until now. It was in the Utah newspapers. But then he mentioned this quote-unquote infrastructure bill, which, as you may or may not know, they're trying to keep it under wraps. They want to give $300 to every illegal alien and every illegal alien kid that comes into the country. You're an illegal alien, and you're going to get more money. You're going to have two kids. You're going to be making more than you'd be making if you had to work down in Guatemala. So guess what's going to happen? They're going to come up here, and they're going to have more kids, because this is why they stopped giving money to single mothers to keep having more kids back in the 1990s, because you were subsidizing government dependency. But now the Democrats want to go back to that, because government dependency produces more Democrat voters. And now we're not even giving it to just the citizens. We're going to give it to illegal aliens to encourage them to have more kids and to come up here, go on welfare, and have more kids. And even Mitt Romney has sensed that there's something wrong with this policy.
Well, clearly, if you can get paid $300 per child, even though the child is here illegally and you're here illegally, that's going to encourage people to come here. It also is going to represent a major expense for our government to pay the children of those that are here illegally at $300 per month. It's expensive, and two, it creates a greater draw to come to the country.
You think? So Mitt, are you having any buyer's remorse? You voted for this Bindlestiff, this clown who is destroying the country. Oh, you doubt me? Do you doubt me? All right. Cut five.
Would you campaign against him?
I would not be voting for President Trump again. I haven't voted for him in the past, and I would probably be getting behind somebody who I thought more represented the tiny wing of the Republican Party that I represent.
Did you hear how he lied? It was kind of subtle, but if you listen to it a couple of times, you'll pick it up. I will not be voting for Trump again, and I've never voted for him. Why do you need the word again then? Let's hear that one again.
Would you campaign against him?
I would not be voting for President Trump again. I haven't voted for him in the past.
but now he doesn't like Joe Biden. Et tu, Willard. Et tu. So how about this one? This is when he talks about, he's asked about honorable men. This is, again, he's being interviewed by a Democrat with a press pass. Cut four.
Is Barack Obama an honorable man?
I believe he's an honorable man, yes. Yeah, a good family man, and he made a lot of mistakes. Most presidents do.
Is Joe Biden an honorable man?
I don't know Joe Biden terribly well, but from everything I've seen and the interactions I've had with him, he seems to be a man of honor.
Is President Trump an honorable man?
I knew where you were going, but I'm not going to let you catch me in a corner. He has elements, I'm sure, of honor in his life, and there's things that I think are not honorable. And I mention that because of the payment to a porn star for sexual relations outside of marriage. Look, I'm one of those who believes that we have a responsibility to be honorable and faithful to our wives, and the president made a failing in that regard.
Really? But Joe Biden is honorable and faithful. Why don't you ask Jill Biden's first husband what he thinks about Joe Biden's fidelity, Mr. Mormon, as John Lakian called him, who went to prison later on, his Republican opponent. But let's go back and ask again. Mitt, here he is with Jake Tapper, a Democrat operative with a press pass on CNN. The same network that sandbagged him in the first debate. And he was gobsmacked. He thought it was on the level. He couldn't believe it when Candy Crowley sandbagged him. He was shocked. He's always shocked when he gets nailed by a Democrat, sucker punched. So anyway, Jake Tapper, former member of their, a made member of the Clinton crime family, asks him who he voted for last year. Cut 11.
You said you didn't vote for President Trump, or you said you weren't going to vote for him. Did you vote for Joe Biden?
I'm not going to talk about my vote. That's in the rearview mirror. I'm going to talk now about how I can work with the new president.
So you supported Joe Biden. That's in the rearview mirror. I'm going to talk about how bad he is now, because I think that will benefit me more politically.
Maybe he voted for Jill Stein.
Or maybe there was one of the, you know, sometimes in Utah, they have one of those kooks on the ballot, you know, like Evan McMuffin or somebody. Maybe he voted for that guy. Maybe was Evan McMuffin on the ballot again, or was he too big? Was he involved in the Never Trump or that Trump grift movement that they had going on? I forget. 844. This is how Biden repaid the pampered plutocrat poodle from Park City. Cut 7.
He's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
He's an honorable man. Going to put you all back in chains. Like he's doing a remake of Amos and Andy there. God. 844.
They're going to put you all back in masks.
That was photoshopped, but it seems to work for the occasion. This fall, I'm saying yes to quality time and no to everything else. The last thing I want to do is run to the store or spend more than a few minutes on figuring out dinner. Masks are making a half-hearted sort of comeback. We're talking with the VIPs about that in the last break. So who the hell wants to go to the supermarket and have to deal with Karens and one-way aisles and social distancing? Even if it's just informal as yet, you know what direction they're moving in. With HelloFresh, you don't have to go to the supermarket. Everything is delivered right to your driveway or your front door. HelloFresh is a great way to get your food delivered. It takes the guesswork out of meal prep, and it helps me devote more time to what truly matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need and everything you need, like 50 weekly menu and market items that are always changing. HelloFresh has quick and easy meals worthy of a busy weeknight, including low prep, 10 to 15 minute recipes, and easy cleanup options. Taylor and I and Grace, we all buy our own. We don't get it on the arm. We pay for it. What are you getting this week, Taylor?
This week I've had it's a salmon with kind of a honey Dijon glaze. It's very, very good, and it came with sides of potato wedges and string beans. It was absolutely delicious. My wife said it was very easy to prepare, easy to follow instructions, and it just came out perfect. Had some today.
Yeah, you know, the potatoes can be tricky. You know, when you're not cooking them and preparing them yourself right out of the bag. But HelloFresh, they're always great. They have the great fries with the burgers, I've noticed, too.
Yeah, and they come with great seasoning, too. And they always find a way to spice something up. So it's a little different, but still very good.
Yeah. Pre-portioned and measured ingredients save time, which allows me to actually enjoy my meals. And dinner is just the beginning with HelloFresh. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, afternoon treats, and more easy extras to my order. I don't just save time with HelloFresh, I also save serious money. HelloFresh meals are over 30% cheaper than at the grocery store. And the family-friendly menu is a big win for you and your kids. It's full of delicious, easy recipes for drama-free dinners. Like with those potatoes. Kids love potatoes, as you know. This fall, I'm looking forward to pumpkin cinnamon rolls, apple ginger crisp, and more seasonal treats from HelloFresh. Plus, their fresh produce travels from the farm to my front door in less than a week. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Heart Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third for free. I just gave some to the VIPs. How was it? Good. You liked it? That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie and get a free bag of Superbeats heart chews when you purchase too. Superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the Supreme Court overturn the vaccine mandate by Thanksgiving?
No.
57% say no.
I think they're going to try to slow walk this thing, really slow walk it. And they're going to say, we need more time to file our briefs. And they're going to try to, you know, go work it from the district court to the appeals court. And then they'll try to switch it to one of those appeals courts where there's, where the Obama people still have the majority. And they're just, there's all kinds of ways to you know, slow walk it. Just like they slow walk this whole Durham investigation, you know, probably took them a year to get the billing records from that Perkins Coie law firm to find out that Sussman was lying. And, you know, I'm, the more I read about it, the less I blame Durham and the more I blame just the whole system. So we'll talk more about this as we go along as well. 844-500-4242. Grocery store shooting in Tennessee. 13 people have been shot. They say there's only one shooter. The Tennessee police are, it's right outside of Memphis. I think it's Collinsville, Tennessee. They say they still have multiple active scenes. So the shooter is dead. He's committed suicide, but I guess there's still wounded people on the scene. So it's a terrible situation. 844-500-4242. What do you think of Mittens, you know, with this? I mean, how classic is this for Mitt Romney to now be, he turned on Trump and now he's turning on the guy that he was with all the way. 603 says, my friends in Utah are beyond angry with Mittens. They tell me they don't know of anyone who supports him. They all want him gone. I know. 617 says, Mitt didn't vote for Trump or Biden. Someone in Utah wrote in Pierre Delecto. That's his Twitter nom de plume. It's not nom de guerre because he's not real good in combat. He just, again, he turns and runs like he did with his latest friend, Joe Biden. So this is a... Joe Biden, though, he loves the guy. He's one of his favorite Republicans. If he could just remember his name. Cut to.
None. I don't think there's any questions about it. You may remember I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay? And I took him on. Anybody, no one's face should be questioned.
If you forget, just call him what John Lakeian, the now jailbird John Lakeian, called him in the debate in 1994, Mr. Mormon. Well, that's okay with you, Mr. Mormon, but not with me.
Just something that caught my attention in that clip is he also referred to him as the governor, and he hadn't been a governor for quite some time when he ran, right?
No, he hadn't been. He hadn't been the governor for at least 6 years. But, no, he... Well, I think, though, no, when he hadn't been, at that point, he hadn't been the governor for 10 years. Excuse me. 14 years. Was it, 14 years
was it
he hadn't been the governor.
Well, was he talking about the first time he ran against Mitt Romney?
No, but I think that was Amy Coney Barrett that he was talking about, right?
Right, right. But then he referenced, he said, you may remember I got in trouble when I ran against the senator who was a Mormon.
The governor. So that would have been 2020 when he was talking, because Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed last year. So it would have been 14 years after Mitt was governor.
But I'm wondering if he was referencing 2020 or 2008.
No, it was 2020 is when he said that. So it was 14 years.
I know that's when he said that. But what I'm saying is he ran, oh, I'm sorry, 2012 when Mitt Romney ran.
No, but again, he was talking. I think you have to go back to when he said it, which was 2020. And Mitt Romney was never governor of Massachusetts. He gave up the governorship like the first day of 2007. 781. Mitt is the textbook rhino. Harsh words for other Republicans, but never a harsh word for a Democrat. Exactly. We'll play some more of these cuts and take some calls. When we come back. Give us a call, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Here's Dementia Joe praising Romney. I mean, it was a mutual slobber fest that's been going on here since January. Cut three.
I spoke with a guy I have enormous respect for.
Twice.
And I ran against him, Mitt Romney. I spoke to Mitt this morning again. This is a man of enormous integrity.
Enormous.
Who lives his faith. There are so many more, but there's others who should be ashamed of themselves.
Joe Biden. Moral leader. Ethical titan that he is. The big guy. When I need some religious guidance, enormous religious guidance, I turn to Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Governor, Senator, the Mormon, what do you think of Donald Trump? Cut nine.
This is an individual who mocked a disabled reporter, who attributed a reporter's questions to her menstrual cycle, who mocked a brilliant rival who happened to be a woman due to her appearance, who bragged about his marital affairs, and who laces his public speeches with vulgarity. Donald Trump says he admires Vladimir Putin. At the same time, he's called George W. Bush a liar. That is a twisted example of evil trumping good.
Twisted example of Trump evil and good. Unlike the big guy. And now here he is with the Democrat operative with the press passes again, Jake Tapper, right after the election. Cut 10.
I think we get behind the new president, unless for some reason that's overturned. We get behind the new president, wish him the very best. Ann and I send our congratulations, and we'll keep this president, just like the last president, in our prayers.
Please, God, let them forget all the nice things I said about Joe Biden in Utah. Can you just do a memory wipe of every voter in Utah? I can't take being underwater like this in the polls. I didn't mean it. I don't mean anything I said. I've been pro-choice. I've been pro-life. I loved illegal aliens. I wanted to send them back. I am Ted Kennedy. The only thing he ever said about me that was right is he said, I'm pro-choice. And this guy, Mitt, is pro-multiple choice. That was the only thing he ever said that was true. What a fraud. What a fraud. And I haven't even gotten to the Meghan McCain stuff. She's done the same thing. These never Trumpers. If it wasn't so tragic what's happening in the country, this would be a comic gold. Don, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Don. You there, Don?
Hey, Howie. Just wanted to mention the shooting out in Collierville, Tennessee. It's a really nice town. I used to live there. I still got a bunch of friends.
Yeah. You're breaking up, Don. Sorry about that. We'll keep you informed as we go through. 844-500-4242. So this is what Meghan McCain says. She was the ultimate anti-Trumper. Now, she had a reason for being anti-Trump. You know, I mean, Trump was nasty to her father. I like people who weren't captured. But, you know, I mean, she kind of took it a little overboard. So Meghan, of course, was for Biden. Is she regretting it? Now, let's hear from Meghan now. I don't think we have this cut. I don't know where she said this, actually, but I have the quote. Let me read it. 8 months since President Biden was sworn into office, the anticipation of a tone change and return to normalcy has utterly disappeared. This sounds like something she wrote. The man I once considered a friend and confidant, not very bright, is she, has morphed into a feckless and unreliable leader I no longer recognize. She's known this. I dare say she's known this guy her entire life, right? Have you ever seen the pictures of the little kids, 7, 8 years old, both both sexes who come into the Oval Office and they watch this guy for about 30 seconds and the looks of terror on their faces, not just on the little girls, the little boys too, because the little boys see how he's reaching for their sisters, right? And Meghan McCain can't figure this out? But I continue back to her quote.
Wait a second. You said she's not too bright. Is that because she used the word friend and confidant in the same sentence?
Well, that, but I mean, how can any person think that Joe Biden is their friend and confidant?
Well, I was just going to say, if that was the problem you had with it, then you've never watched Golden Girls, have you?
No, I never have. I'm just saying, you know, I think I saw Joe Biden for the first time when I was in college, and you know, I wasn't paying much attention, just watching him on TV, and I thought to myself, just you know, in a vague, random sort of way, this guy's not too bright. And then as time went on, every time I ever saw him just reaffirmed my initial thought. And isn't that the impression all the VIPs are saying the same thing? You know, I mean, it doesn't make him a bad guy, but you know, he's a guy that you would not go to complete a serious mission, like refilling your cup of coffee. He gives all the signs of stubborn, cantankerous naivete, surrounded by idiotic sycophants. Anyone who has spent more than 15 minutes around politics should easily recognize as the worst type of corrupt bureaucrats. Well, yeah, there's that too. I mean, but you know, you've spent more than 15 minutes around him. How come you didn't recognize it? Why are you coming to this conclusion now, Megan? And she's married to what's the guy's name? Ben Domenichek or
Dominich,
that's it, Dominich. He seems like a pretty smart guy. He's on Fox a lot. They put him in as a substitute host sometimes. 844-500-4242. So let's have, you know, and again, Romney's been sucking up to this guy for the last year, basically saying he voted for him and that he's praying for him and he's a wonderful guy and he's a man of honor. This is the way Biden repays it. This is from, now this one's from 2012, I know this. Cut six.
Governor Romney's answer, I thought, was incredibly revealing. He acts like he thinks the Cold War is still on. Russia is still our major adversary. I don't know where he's been. I mean, we have disagreements with Russia, but they're united with us on Iran. The only way we're getting, one of only two ways we're getting material into Afghanistan to our troops is through Russia. They are working closely with us. They've just said to Europe, if there is an oil shutdown in any way in the Gulf, they'll consider increasing oil supplies to Europe. This is not 1956. You know,
he acts like Russia is our major adversary. What did they tell us for 4 years? What did they call Donald Trump? They called him Putin's puppet. They told us Russia wanted to take us down, and that's why they were trying to steal the election from Hillary Clinton, because she was such an enemy of Russia by giving them 20% of the U.S. uranium supply in return for $20 or $30 million for the Clinton Foundation and $500,000 or $1 million for her husband, Bill Clinton, to be making the speeches in front of the banks. Of course, Russia was never a major adversary of the Biden family, because the widow of the mayor of Moscow, who was a dear friend of Vladimir Putin, gave $3.5 million to Hunter Biden, as you may recall. 844-500-4242. If you've been holding off on trying Balance 7, then don't wait any longer. Balance 7 is extending their $10 off offer for another week. Get $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and free shipping with code word Howie10. I've been drinking Balance 7 consistently for almost a year now, and I can notice the difference. I feel stronger, healthier, and more energized. As the seasons change, it's important to stay healthy and maintain an active lifestyle. That's easy to do with Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often, I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. At remotes, listeners sometimes thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. They tell me Balance 7 has really worked wonders for them. I have jugs both in the studio and at home. I just asked the mailroom manager to make sure we have a fresh jug in Florida for when we fly down in a couple of weeks. That's how good Balance 7 is. Once you get used to it, you'll never want to be without it. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day and you will feel the difference within 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. For one more week, save $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
I talked to the Homeland Security Secretary Marcus last night and told him that we wanted to come as faith leaders in our prayer.
Mayorkas. Mayorkas. Those are the, it bring back.
Racism in Texas, get out of here. Nobody wants to hear your racist nonsense in Del Rio.
You're a disgrace, Sharpton.
Nobody wants you.
Race baiter, divider. Divider, you're a divider. I'm a Hispanic and I'm a conservative and I don't trust y'all as far as I can throw y'all.
And even though you've taken off 300 pounds, I still can't throw you very far. That's great. Get back to 125th Street and fight those white interlopers. Go over to Crown Heights and fight those diamond merchants. What are you going to do about them Greek homos? Remember that? He talked about the Greek homos. Now he's down on the Rio Grande. He doesn't like diamond merchants. He doesn't like white interlopers in Harlem. And he doesn't like Greek homos. But now he's fighting for freedom.
We built pyramids for Donald Trump. Ever knew an architect to run. We taught philosophy and astrology and mathematics before Socrates and them Greek homos ever got around.
Excuse me, Reverend. Was Aristotle a Greek homo too? How about Pericles? Thucydides. He wrote that marvelous book about the Peloponnesian War. 844-500-4240. He says he doesn't want any more white, see any more white interlopers on the horses wading into the Rio Grande. 844-500-4242. This is just it's like bad Saturday night, isn't it? Saturday Night Live. But it's real. It's insane that this is what happens when you select a doddering, senile old fool. 802. How about Mike from Vermont? How about we start a GoFundMe page for illegal aliens for plane tickets to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and see how fast the border shuts down? I'm gonna add. The Hamptons, and I'm going to add Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. Where in Vermont can we send them? What's the big?
Burlington.
No, Burlington. But Burlington's still kind of a city. I mean, isn't there like a ski resort or something?
Stowe.
There, we'll send them to Stowe. I'm talking to a guy from Plattsburgh, New York. So he should know what's in Vermont. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, Howie. Jerry from St. Pete calling again. We still miss you down here.
You won't be missing me for long, Jerry.
The sun just doesn't shine as bright when you're not down here.
Listen,
I have a
Boca. The big Raton is coming back to Boca Raton.
Mago, Mago. All right. Better down here, believe me.
Go ahead.
My older brother went to Suffolk Law back in the very early 80s. And we're third generation down here. I know how he got up there. But what the hell happened to Massachusetts? You've got Levine, Millie, Pocahontas, Kerry, Baker,
Patrick, Romney. Presley. Don't forget Ayanna Presley.
By proxy via BU, AOC. What the hell happened up there?
I assume this is a rhetorical question. I can't answer it. All I can tell you about the AOC is she was not in any of my classes at Boston University. And I don't think John Silber would be very pleased if he were still above ground about having her as an alumna of the school. She was crying today. You know, they reversed themselves in the House. The Democrats realized that they were playing with fire in many ways, and they approved the $1 billion for the Israeli anti-missile defense system, the Iron Dome. So AOC fled. She changed her vote from a no to present. I guess maybe she doesn't think this is going to help her. A no vote against Israeli defense money is going to help her if she runs against Schumer for the Senate next year in the Democrat primary. So she changed her no vote to present and then fled crying. She was reduced to tears by the prospect of the only democracy in the Mideast, our only really stable ally. I know that some of them are sort of our allies, like Jordan. Our only stable ally in the Mideast having a defense for its population, including children, by the way, against terrorism. That made her cry, the thought that there might be some kind of defense. It's just amazing. 844-500-4242-603. Why did Sharpton go to the border for Haitians but not for other groups at the border? Virtue signaling, perhaps, or fundraising? I don't know. You know what? The only thing those guys, I love those protesters down there yelling at him, but they, you know what? They should have said, pay your taxes. How about that? I know he's worked it down a little bit. We have some people here from New York. You know, you pay your taxes, right? He owes taxes to the state and the city, not to mention the feds. But he's got plenty of money for a plane ticket down there. 844-500-4242. So this is the woman, Yamichi Alcindor from Public Panhandler Broadcasting System, PBS. And she's with Psaki today. Listen to this. Listen to this BS. Cut 17.
These are images that are traumatizing Haitian Americans that he promised to treat respectfully and with humanity. Why isn't the president telling people himself these images that people say look like slavery are wrong? Me as president, I as president, condemn them. How is he not doing that? Why is he not doing that? What are people supposed to take away from the fact that he's not at the bully pulpit himself talking about these images?
Yamichi, I think people should take away that his actions make clear how horrible and horrific he thinks these images are, including an investigation, including a change of policy, including conveying clearly that this is not acceptable, and he's not going to stand for this in the Biden-Harris administration. Our actions make that absolutely crystal clear.
People say it looks like slavery. Who are these people that say it looks like slavery? How much have these people who say it looks like slavery actually studied slavery? 603 says one actually did yell, pay your taxes. Good. I'm glad to hear that. We'll try to isolate that when we come back. 844-500-4242. Someone says PBS stands for pure bull. Well, you know what the S stands for. I know. And then there's NPR, National Panhandler Radio. What a bunch of... It is. It is BS. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.